The question for today is, since God is all-knowing, does that mean that our lives are already programmed? Are we predestined to do whatever we do? The four times the words predestined or predestinated are used in the Bible all refer to the fact that everyone will be given the opportunity for salvation and to become sons of God, whether in this life or in a later resurrection. Revelation 20, verse 5 and 6. This is something God has foreordained as to the time of our calling, John 6, 44 and 65, and has nothing to do with our making right or wrong choices in life. Nowhere does it mean we are predestined or predetermined to make individual decisions. On the contrary, we are admonished to make right decisions. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Also look at Deuteronomy 11, verse 26 to 28, and 30, verse 15. Obviously, we could not make choices if everything is foreordained. In the first psalm, we are admonished in poetic form to walk in God's way, as opposed to walking in sinners' ways. Adam and Eve had a choice, and unfortunately made the wrong decision. When Abraham was about to slay his beloved son Isaac, God stopped him and said, "Now I know," Genesis 20 verse 12, indicating that he did not know for sure what Abraham's choice would be until he was put to the test. God has given man free will. We are all individuals with different heredity, likes, dislikes, beliefs and opportunities. We are not robots or automatons. We all have choices to make. God does not make our choices for us. Let no man say when he is tempted, "I am tempted of God," for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts he any man. James 1 verse 13. Based upon our mindset, attitude, and past behavior, God can pretty accurately foretell what choices we may make in any given situation, but it is still our choice. Will we follow God and keep His commandments no matter what trial or circumstance we may find ourselves in? Or will we follow our own ways or the ways of sin? The choice is ours, and God is keeping score. In the end, he will be able to say of each of us, "Now I know." Similar to the pagan philosophy of Epicureanism, a life devoted to the indulgence of self-gratifying habits and lusts, it is believed by many that we might as well do whatever we feel like, no matter what the circumstances, because it is all foreordained and we don't have a choice. Do not be deceived by this false doctrine. This deceptive belief removes all responsibility of the individual. This idea destroys godly character, the ability to know right from wrong, and choose to go the right way. The Bible truth is, "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14. Jesus said, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Matthew 12, verse 36. The Apostle Paul spoke of the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. We are told in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him."